The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air this year. Hey, 605-4567 is our phone number, and you can reach us there. Today is the 3rd of January, 2020. 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and you may hear a little whining, and that's not Linda or Jared. It's, or Amy. It's their, her puppy she brought today. But good morning, Jared. Hope you had a, you had a safe
New Year's?
New Year's, you're here.
I did. I stayed at home, and I actually went to bed before midnight.
Oh, well, good. Oh, wow. You know, I heard a few people stayed home that I would think otherwise would have been out and painting the town. Yeah. I think a lot of people decided to stay home. I think I saw somewhere along the ticker tape there was 461 arrests. Now, I don't know if that's just in the North State or what, DUI.
That was just downtown Reading. And,
Not funny.
I can't imagine it. I know, I as I was pulling out this morning at Zero Dark 30, our across the street neighbor, I asked him what he did. And he says, hey, we were in bed at 6 o'clock watching a Netflix,
binging. Oh, yeah.
On that.
Yeah. A lot of people say
and those two are not the kind that you should just stay home. No. Anyway.
So I didn't want to be out and about with all that. Well, let me give you an update of the weather. Today, partly cloudy with our highs of 55 and our overnight lows of 41. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with a high of 57 and our overnight lows of 36. Sunday calls for partly cloudy with our highs of 52 and overnight lows of 37. So Monday calls for sunny with a high of 60 and a low of 36. And Tuesday, partly cloudy with our highs of 52 and 39. What we're really interested in is, how's the weekend going to look? Well, mostly sunny, partly cloudy. About 73% humidity and 68% humidity, like 3 mph wind. Precipitation is about 10%. So we're looking for a good weekend. If you're looking to put your Christmas decorations away or clean out the attic and get outside, it's a good night to do that, or good day, weekend to do that. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And welcome back, everyone. This is Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio's first show edition for 2020, where we are back, and we're happy to be back. We were celebrating every year. We've been, I think, probably 8-9 years now. We're going to get to Pet of the Week in a minute, but about 8 or 9 years in a row we've done this? Eight?
I'm not sure. It's been probably at least 8 now.
We go with some friends up to their ranch outside of Weed and before Tenet, so we're kind of off the grid.
We're off the grid travel wise, but there is nothing wanting from this place. It's got its own electricity and heat and all that.
Absolutely.
When you say off the grid, people think, oh wow,
we're camping.
They're living by the fire and pooping in the woods. No, it's not quite like that. It's nothing like that.
Thank you for that visual, Carl. No, it was.
But that's when you think of off the grid when you're up there, that's what you think.
But
of.
We did take out an ATV.
We did.
And it was a blast. And we went up into what would be forest land where Christmas trees grow. And it was beautiful to be out and about in the weather. So anyway, we celebrated our 12th anniversary. And so we look at here we're going into our 11th year of being on the air. We celebrated 10 in December here. And we're celebrating 12 years of being married. So there's been some big milestones that have been happening. And speaking of milestones, we have partnered with Haven Humane since the day we started, and with us this morning is Amy with our Pet of the Week, who just likes to, he, she, he, sorry, I didn't look close enough, That's okay. Why is he make that noise?
I think he wants me to feel bad for him or something. I'm not sure.
He's making the greatest noises.
I was saying this morning, it's like trying to figure out why my baby's crying. I was like, I fed you. You went potty. Like, you're clean. And what do you want from me?
I loved
on
you.
He wants to be loved on.
Yeah. Well, he's been getting lots of love. So.
From all over the media operations. Morning on KRCR. So what do we have? Tell us.
I have Canyon with me today. Canyon is one of my faves. He is a two-year-old boxer mix. And he is the total package because he does do well with kids, cats, and other dogs. So he would fit into just about any family. He's super well behaved. He knows all of his basic commands. He's easy on a leash. He, you know, just kind of is just all around awesome. He is a little whiny, and I don't know if it's because it's a new place and he's just been kind of whiny this morning. It might be because I woke him up at the butt crack of dawn and he's not happy with me. It might just be that. So. Which I can understand. So,
thanks for the very visual. Cute. Thanks for the visual. I guess Amy's coming and leaning over to wake up the dog.
I know. So it's funny too when I get it there in the morning. You know, I turn on the light and take the alarm off and. Everybody wakes up. By the time I leave, though, as soon as I turn the lights off, it's silent again because everyone's like, "Oh, never mind, still dark outside. Let's go back to sleep."
Now, is this your family?
No, these are the dogs.
Oh, the dogs.
I sneak in and out of my house like a ninja at 4 o'clock in the morning. Nobody knows I'm coming or going. So,
wow. Anyway,
it's a common occurrence for me to leave the house before 4 a.m. So
Canyon is 50, 60 pounds.
Yeah, he's a good size stocky boy, a little chunky. He's got a really pretty coat. He has kind of like more boxery markings. You can kind of tell with his tail, especially. It's like really thin, and usually if you don't crop boxers' tails, they're really thin looking. Like that's why people.
He looks more boxer than anything.
Yeah. He's super, super sweet, and he does great with kids, cats, other dogs, name it, in a house, and he's for it. He appears potty trained. He will not go in his kennel most of the time. He has to be out and go for a walk because he doesn't want to go in there, which is a good indication. He's neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, and ready to leave the shelter.
Ready to go home today.
Yeah, ready to go home today.
Okay, now, let's start off 2020 like we finished 2019 by finding homes for all of our pets there earlier.
Yes.
And right now he's going, "Oh, I need a mommy. Oh, I need a mommy, daddy, or a little brother to play
He
with."
Wants to go back and take a nap,
That's
think.
What he wants. He wants to get back in your van and just go to sleep and go, "Do you realize what time it is?" He says, "Dogs sleep a lot."
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, good. Here's your chance. Here, only thing you have to do is give them a call at Haven Humane at
241-1653. Our adoption center is open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Amy.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you. You too. And Happy New Year.
Okay, and let's hope Canyon has a great New Year.
What a great Canyon.
Okay, let's take a quick break. You know what? As much fun as I have visiting up there with our friends and other friends that are up there for New Year's and having a great time riding the ATV and all this, I have to admit, when I don't really sleep as well until I get home. Like last night, we got back, and I fell into the bed, into our sleep number bed, and it was like nirvana. It was like entering the halls of Valhalla. I hit the rack. I set it at
You went, here we
55.
Go. You took control and you went, here we go.
Here we go. And my sleep number setting became 55 instead of usually 60, but I thought I tried 55 last night. And then that was it. I was out. And you know what? This is a perfect New Year's resolution. Sleep more. Sleep more, get your 8 or 9 hours, get at least 8 hours sleep.
And my sleep, no, it's true. My sleep number setting was 45 last night. I move it around, and that's the beautiful thing about the dual control. Go into your sleep number store and find out. They always have something special, new going on, and promotions. And tell them that Carla and Linda sent you, because we really vouch for our sleep number bed.
Right now they're having a $1,000 sale on sleep number beds, but you can't during their January sale. remember, Sleep Number. It's the only one that lets you not have to compromise when you're laying in bed on the firmness that you want on your side of the mattress. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:14 in the morning, and it's about, oh gosh, what was it, 38 degrees. We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4. Crime is the number one issue in Shasta County today, causing noticeable deterioration in our quality of life. The current Board of Supervisors' answer to this is to raise your taxes. California is already the highest tax state in the union, and this only pushes people out of our county and our state. There is a better way, and that is to grow our economy. Reducing regulations and fees is the answer, and I will fight for this. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
I see trees of green, red roses.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, we are. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And, gosh, you know, I had Congressman Moff is supposed to be on at 8 o'clock, but then again, I'm never sure because he, you know, they got a new press. Their former media guy, Parker, who's a great guy, he abruptly left. So I'm running it through the chief of staff, Mark Spanical. I'm never quite sure, you know, that it's getting, you know, that it's getting to him. And then he says, oh, okay, I got it. And but I haven't heard anything about today, but it's the first Monday of the month. Or I'm sorry, the first Friday of the month. And that usually means the congressman is on at 8. So, and he usually picks it up okay. So, but the rest of the day, I think this morning, I think we got some open water here that we can talk about. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. 52 years in business, starting their 53rd year in the business. Can you imagine that? Right here in Reading, doing so many incredible things there, you know, that they've accomplished. That working in so many, starting originally right here in Siskiyou County, now all over the Western United States, having numerous employees, keeping the oil and gas moving throughout the Western United States, plus having CFN cards where you can use it over 60,000 spots. They sell Monitor heaters and Toyo water heaters, so you can keep your home warm and your water warm. They do it all at SST Oil, and they're always looking for good people. It's an employee-owned company. Give them a call at 241-1167, SST Oil. Okay, you know, U-Haul It is going to stop hiring nicotine users this year in 21 states. 21 states. Now, this doesn't affect people. They have over 30,000 employees nationwide, 4,000 in Arizona. And it doesn't mean that, you know, they're saying if you already use nicotine, you're not going to fire you. Okay, they're just going to urge you, you know, to live a healthier lifestyle. But starting in 2020, they're not going to hire anybody that uses nicotine. Now, Jared, you've used nicotine in your life before.
That's right. I'm a smoker.
Okay. Well, I wasn't saying that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying is that. So, you know, is this going to have – would this have an effect on your life? But –
well,
I mean, not nicotine use, but I'm just saying is that when you start seeing companies saying they're not hiring if you use cigarettes, or I guess this would mean it also meant e-cigs or vapors, you know.
Well, yeah,
those
I mean, if I was trying to get a job at one of these places, but what I want to know is what happens to the employees that currently smoke.
They say it will have no impact on them. They're not going to, you know, hunt them down and make them quit.
They're grandfathered in. But as far as 2020 rules apply.
The new ones. That's interesting, you know, because, you know, it's.
Is it because they don't? Okay. You know and I know.
They didn't say you couldn't use marijuana.
Well, you know and I know that if you, when you smoke, there's oil in your fingers from it. So if you're touching a product or you've got you're touching a steering wheel, you know, I would oftentimes know that when we would valet park a car or take it through a car wash or a friend had been in the car, I could smell where there's a residue from that. It's not a judgment, just saying that you know that that's why there's smoking rooms and non-smoking rooms, which often if they're on the same floor, that's a bunch of hooey because, you know, the smoke comes through the walls. However, I think that's very interesting, and that's another boot put down on an industry, right, Carl?
Yeah, I mean it's the same thing. It's they're saying you can't use nicotine,
but
it says nicotine. It didn't say smoking. It meant all of nicotine.
I was going to say generally the people that are driving the trucks aren't necessarily employees, but the people that rent them. And
yeah.
What if they smoke?
Well, the ones they're just well they don't.
As far as the smell goes.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Since the people that are usually driving them, you know, renting them, which by the way,
when you rent a car, they ask if you smoke or not, and they'll charge you more if you smoke.
Do they?
I'm pretty sure. Fees change. I'll stand corrected if somebody says that's not true. I know it affects your insurance rates, Carl.
Well, it does, but if you are a smoker using the U-Haul truck, they're not going to do anything about that. What they're trying to do is their employees, if they have long-time employees that the nicotine use could bring health problems, which then raises their insurance problems, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, I understand it. We have a new undersheriff here in Shasta County. The gentleman's name is, as I had it right here, Jason Barnhart has been named Shasta County Undersheriff. And he's been with the Shasta Sheriff Department since 1995. He's been in law enforcement since 1995, and he joined the Shasta County Sheriff's Office in 1999. He's worked marijuana eradication, custody, patrol for both north and south portions of the county, and as a field training officer, firearms instructor, and gang deputy. He also worked as a bomb technician starting in 2005 and became commander of the county's bomb squad. I think we had him. We've had him on before, talking about talking about bombs. He has also worked on special task forces for sexual assaults and AB 109, the state program that changed how offenders were overseen after release. He was awarded the Sergeant of the Year Award in 2014. He became a lieutenant and started working with the Office of Emergency Services, which included SWAT, hostage negotiation, search and rescue, and boating safety teams. He was just recently appointed in 2017 to the Captain of the Services Division of the Sheriff's Office. They oversee records, personnel, and the Office of Emergency Services. So, Eric McGreeny, of course, is sheriff, and now Jason Barnhart is the undersheriff.
Congratulations, Jason.
Second thing here is that Shasta County Republicans to hold a meeting addressing primary voting. If you're not... we're going to have the Kathy in here to talk about voting and registration.
Good, Kathy Darling. Yes.
But here's one of the things is it doesn't affect you in when you're voting for, in the primaries and all this. It only affects if you're voting in the general election for president. If you don't, if you're not registered as a Republican, a Democrat, or prefer not to say because it's embarrassing. You've got to be registered, and they're having a meeting here. Because some people believe that they could have lost their party affiliation when they got their new driver's licenses, which was an easy thing to do, because if you didn't go to the final line and sign up, and you weren't signed up when you left, they're just going to give you no preference. So they're going to have a forum addressing the issue at 6 p.m. on January 16th. At the party's county headquarters in Reading.
Okay, now on other news, a text that came in from Bernie Sanders, for those interested. He says, I'm incredibly whooped. He had a heart attack on October 1st, by the way, the first day of the fourth quarter. But he resumed normal campaigning after his recovery. But he said, he texts, I'm incredibly proud to announce we raised $34.5 million from 1.8 million contributions in the fourth quarter. Our average contribution, just $18. Together we're proving you don't need to beg the wealthy and the powerful to campaign, for campaign contributions in order to win elections. What do you think about that?
I think that the United States needs to have an election that is clear. And it's clearly defined about which way you want to go. I believe either Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren should be the Democrat running for president. And I believe Trump was going to be running for the Republicans. And until we can do away with this two-party system and actually make it, you know, a party really of we the people, and I'm not talking about a conservative party, I'm talking about a liberal party, I'm talking about one that supports the people of our great country here. I believe the country needs to have that. Whether you want to go in the socialist side, down the socialist road, if you want to continue down the capitalism road and continue building the way it has under Trump, or do you want to have something totally different? So, and I think Bernie got... I think everybody understands that Bernie was cheated out of his real chance last time running against Trump then. But I don't think that he would have done as well as Hillary Clinton did. I just don't think he would have. So.
Well, he was really on the up and up as far as, you know, popular go Bernie. And finally, as far as like a world headline, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection for the first time Thursday began turning around migrants seeking asylum in Arizona and sending them to Nogales, Mexico to await U.S. court hearings that they now would need to get on their own. The move expands the controversial migrant protection protocols or Remain in Mexico program, which the U.S. adopted a year ago to deal with the surge of Central American migrants at the southern border. Immigration and human rights advocates have criticized the policy for effectively requiring migrants to live in dangerous Mexican border cities, often for months, where the U.S. warns its own citizens to avoid traveling. I remember going, not during this crisis, but I had gone down because my grandfather, you know what I'm talking about, our older generation, you know, had gone to different places and bought the land that was supposed to be the opportunity. And my grandfather had, I think, a parcel in Nogales, not Nogales, Mexico, but Nogales, what would that be, Arizona?
Arizona, yeah.
And so we drove around and tried to find this piece of property that was really in desert land. You know, it was just, there were maybe a house and then acres of nothing. And so I think my parents finally sold it. I don't know to whom or whatever. But we did walk through the tunnel or that border there and go walk through to the other side of Nogales, Mexico. And that was interesting. At that time, it was just like nothing. That would have been like in the older days when you would drive to go to Tijuana. It was, you know, really nothing to do that. Now I would think twice about it.
Well, you know, any place along the border. I used to enjoy sailing into Ensenada, sailing along the coast there, making a run over to, Nuevo Blanco. The little town down there, they had the greatest seafood ever there. And their lobster and the things that they served were just outstanding. But I would think twice about ever going over there again. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you know, did you realize that we're riding right at the beginning of starting to see our water rationing begin? It starts this year. And within 2 years that they have to come up with a way of figuring out how much water we're using.
Who's they?
They will be our water districts, because in 2 years we can only be using 55 gallons of water a day per person. And if you figure that a load of wash is about 50 and a shower is about 8. Are you going to have to make up the difference? Are you going to do your laundry? Are you going to?
Or you'll be fined, or do you pay for it?
But there's a whole bunch of different things in here that are really strange.
Wow,
not strange, but there's going to be really hard.
Well, it's been
a prediction.
Well,
it's really hard. It's going to be hard to figure out. But I'm going to try and clear up some of it when we get back. But this portion of the show, brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Start off 2020. Start off 2020 with having a good insurance plan and a good financial plan. And you can do that with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You can give Judy a call or any one of her great people that she has working for. And they're going to be able to make sure that you're covered both financially and personally for 2020 and beyond. Give her a call, 221-0441. Helping families since 1993. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 7:32 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Love was only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, now that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
There's nothing like it on Earth. The all-new Jeep Gladiator. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our cash and Jeep Gladiator giveaway swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries. 2 semifinal drawings. $10,000. Grand prize drawing Thursday, March 26th. Win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. One of a kind with exceptional design. Purchased from SJ Denim. Details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. So Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Our phone line is 605-4567, and Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. And Home Helpers also wants to start 2020 right for you and your family. If you have some people that need some help, as they're starting off this year, whether it's 2 hours a day or if it's a whole day, if it's 3 days a week, 7 days a week, give Sharon Clark a call at 226-8350. Have her come see you for a complimentary in-home consultation, and she'll come up with a plan that works for you and your family to keep your loved one or maybe you safe and secure and happier than you were. That's Home Helpers. Learn more at readyhomehelpers.com. This new water board and the new water laws that's, you know, are eventually going to get to 55 gallons and then down to 50 gallons a day per person by 2030. The 55-gallon person per day will be, of course, by 2020. The first standard will be adopted no later than June 2022. They don't have it all worked out yet. I don't know how they're going to know the difference when, you know, on your water usage is how much is indoor use and how much is outdoor use. Are they just going to put a, you know, because if you look at 50 gallons for a person, for 55 gallons, it takes like 40 gallons to wash your clothes, you know, 40 to 45 gallons to wash your clothing, one load of laundry, okay? And then you figure out how many gallons, you know, say for a dishwasher. But then your shower, a 7-minute shower, will use 17 gallons. So one shower and one load of laundry. So that's all you get for that person for that day. How do you measure that?
I have no idea.
So are you going to have indoor and outdoor? So you've got to then, are they going to have outdoor water meters, the things that waters your outdoors? And then what about indoor water, you know, watering? What about, you know, people that have swimming pools? What about golf courses? All these things. Is, to me, if you're going to limit my use as an individual to 50 gallons a day, and you're supposed to drink, at least 1 gallon a day, 3 gallons a day? The person needs at least, 2 gallons a day just to, you know.
But you're supposed to take your body weight and divide it by two,
mm-hmm.
and then add, I think, 10 on top of that. So let's say I weigh 145.
Make it 140. It's easier.
Okay.
So that's 70.
Okay. So 70.
It's not 70 gallons.
No.
Okay. Go back to the drawing board, and we'll work this
out. Okay, let me look it up.
Because
I remember hearing
the bottom line is here is this. We're cutting back water for us as humans.
Seven bottles?
As human, that and when we've got water, we have water going for swimming pools. We have water going for golf courses, water parks, all of these things. I would think that you would start restricting back on that before you'd start restricting the amount of water that you could use inside in your own home for your cleanliness, doing your laundry, doing your dishes and all this. And is it as an average, I guess? So if you don't do laundry one day, you just take showers, does it carry over?
Okay, here, I looked it up. The rule of thumb is to take your weight and divide it in half. That is the minimum number of ounces of healthy filtered water that you should drink every day. Not counting other liquids, ladies and gentlemen, that Carl, don't add the little things to your water or the coffee is not considered a liquid. If you weigh 140 pounds, drink at least 70 ounces of water.
That's what it is. You do half and then drink that much in water.
And then for some health professionals, they say then add 10 on top of that because then you're getting the extra.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is this is just more government and more government and more government because it's yet to be determined formula that will dictate outdoor water and usage. This will be calculated by climate and region and how much land has to irrigate and blah, 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 blah. So they're going to have to work this out on some kind of formula. Then there's going to have to be people overseeing it. And then if you have the people overseeing it, how are they going to take care of it? And do they ratchet it down every year if you're using it from last year? Okay, that this year should be okay because we weren't really measuring and trying to restrict our water usage. But I would think before you start restricting water usage to people and livestock that you would in agriculture that you would start restricting it from other methods of, like I said, golf courses, swimming pools, you know, individual swimming pools, still have your neighborhood pools, you know, that many people can use and not private ones. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see. Just another reason to stay in California.
Interesting.
7:41 in the morning, 43 degrees.
Wait, I have some more water.
I'm looking at this while we're talking, and I love that.
Okay,
Linda, I just give updates. 7:42 in the morning, and it's 43 degrees.
Great.
I wasn't getting ready to leave.
Okay.
Okay.
But can I still talk about water? Okay, thank you.
Anything you want, honey.
This is according to the Mayo Clinic. The Institute of Medicine determined the adequate intake for men is roughly 3 liters, about 13 cups, and for women, 2.2 liters, about 9 cups. Here's best time to drink water. 2 glasses of water after waking up helps activate internal organs. Listen to this, because we wonder why digestive is off. We've just gone through, like, lots of Christmas and cookies and stuff that, you know, we've gone through Thanksgiving and the holidays, and it really is rich, sometimes overindulgent food. Very hard to go to an event, even though you can go to an event and try to eat little portions on your plate. You can do it. 1 glass of water 30 minutes before a meal helps digestion, and 1 glass of water before taking a bath helps lower blood pressure. 1 glass of water before going to bed, says will help you prevent nighttime leg cramps when your muscles cramp up many times or seeking hydration.
Well, it also guarantees that you'll get up and keep moving during the night.
Well,
like you do. Because you drink like 2 glasses of water.
I do. I do. And I can't. I need water. I don't drink enough. But I do know the difference of how I feel personally if I'm doing a lot of. But we're talking about water this morning because of these new restrictions. When is this bill going to pass?
It's already passed.
Okay.
Now they're trying to figure out how to make it work.
So that means that if we.
You're going to be restricted about how much water you can use, but not about how much marijuana you can smoke.
Yeah, so you
can. So
if you and I are both taking showers and I happen to do a load of dishes and a load of laundry in the same day, we possibly could be fined.
Possibly. Or we'll have to pay extra on our bill. They'll jack the bill up because we've gone over. And they're still trying to figure out, you know, your indoor usage. It would be interesting to find out how much water we really truly use every day indoors. Because then you get into the flushing of the toilets also. I mean, that adds up into it. And if you don't have these low flow ones that you have to flush 12 times, but you have the older ones that use like four gallons, and then you flush that four or five times a day. You know, that's if you flush your toilet five times a day and you got the older ones, that's 25 gallons of water you've used out of your own personal use. So it would be what happens if you now each person gets their 50 gallons though, okay? Each person. So we'd have 100 gallons. If you had two kids, what if you had, like, Sarah had three kids, and would all three of them get 50 gallons?
I don't know. It's high math.
But it's also time to take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Linda, did Carl do okay at Four Winds Jewelry?
Carl did great at Christmas.
At Four Winds Jewelry.
Yes, they always pull up the magic thing, the magic bauble.
The magic bauble. There was.
It should be. They should have. In fact, there should be a commercial called The Magic Bauble.
That's it.
Or a song written called The Magic Bauble.
And we walked in there, and I said, can I see something? And I was showed, the second thing I was shown was like, oh. You know, it was like the angel sang. I'll take it.
Taken it off since you put it on.
Four Winds Jewelry, what can I say? The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Friends and neighbors, I'm Dr. P.K. Dhanuka. You can call me Paul. I'm running for California State Assembly. I was born in India. 24 years ago, I immigrated to America with $100 in my pocket and a dream of a better life for my daughter. I have lived in Shasta County for 14 years. Here, I found a home, success, and Christ. Most of all, I found kindness and dignity from all of you. The credit truly belongs to America and the founding principle that all men are created equal with certain inalienable rights protected by the Constitution. Now, it's my turn to give back. I will go beyond the partisan divide and will use my experiences and leadership skills to bring opportunity and local control back to our district. I chose America. I chose the North State. And now, I ask you to choose me. Thank you. This message is paid for by PK Paul Dhanuka for Assembly 2020.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air, starting our 11th now, starting, you know, but we won't be celebrating 11 until next year, but so we're celebrating 10 years.
Do you know that this is the third?
605-4567. That's right.
That's just the third. If you want to call in and say anything, 605-4567.
This is the time. Come on, give us a call. What do you think about 2020? You know, let's, you know, when you think about 2020, what's it mean to you? What do you think the changes are going to be? Do you what was the most – we were talking about this. I know it's hard to believe, but what was the most profound thing of the last decade? I said – people were talking about different things, different than this. I said the most profound thing that happened in this last decade was Trump being elected. And I'm not – I don't care which side you're on. But how profound has this changed our world? Let's go to the phones.
Charles, good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, since we haven't spoken all year so far, never mind the year's only a day old.
Yeah, we missed you, man. Where you been?
Where you been?
Novum Gaudium.
What?
That means Happy New Year in Russian.
Oh, in Russian.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, y'all were talking about water, and
yeah.
I thought. Well, just, you know, put things on a little bit of a lighter note, but something that's still connected to the topic. How would the equation change if the legislature were to make the entire state clothing optional? Let your mind ruminate on that for a little while.
It's a little scary, but it's a little scary, man.
Make it
clothing optional.
The entire state. Well, it would reduce laundry expense, that's for sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think it would eliminate a lot of things.
The visual might even help some people keep their resolution to eat less.
Right. Can't cover that up, can you?
Thank you, Charles.
All right.
Have a great year.
You too.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, if you got other things you'd like to talk about or about what you'd like to see in 2020, give us a call at 605-4567. I know that two things happened. Of course, our embassy in Iraq, in Baghdad, was attacked. Protesters, you know, whatever you want to call them, came in there to destroy it. They got through the first part through the security, into the security area there and burnt that and all this. Trump immediately acted by sending over Marines, and we held the embassy. There was no danger of it going down because we were launching. We have troops in a lot of different places, but they just brought in 750 Marines and put them in Kuwait, ready to move them into Baghdad if we had to. But how did you strike back? Well, they went after this general by the name of Soleimani. Soleimani as many people know, but probably I shouldn't say many people. Most people don't know this. He was one of their top generals. This guy was probably as dangerous as, in his own way, as Osama bin Laden. He's killed hundreds. He's been responsible for killing hundreds of Americans, maiming thousands. In his tactics and his support of Al Qaeda and ISIS. So anyway, he was moving along the road and he got hit with a drone strike. Now, this was Trump's way of looking out there because this guy had said Soleimani had actually put a meme out or something like, you know, what are you going to do? Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to drop a 500-pound bomb on you, and you're not going to exist anymore. course, everybody's excited about this, but this is a strike. You go after our embassy, you go after our people, we're going after you. Of course, the Iranian hierarchy doesn't like it. His followers don't like it. And who else doesn't like it? Let me think. Oh, Hollywood. Hollywood doesn't like it. And there's two Hollywood has-beens have tweeted their... I'm calling them has-beens because I haven't seen them in a movie. In the last movie I saw, one of them in was like something went straight to DVD. Anyway, they tweeted out outrageous things. You know, one of them, I'm sorry. Let me apologize to the Iranian people. Don't hurt us. Don't kill us.
Gosh.
I mean, it was so bad. Her own followers, her own people said, take this tweet down. In fact, maybe you should take your whole account down. This is ridiculous. And the other guy, they're saying the same thing. Oh, please. And they begged him, get back on your meds. This is what you're facing out there now. The people that said that this guy should have been taken out on a Democratic side are now saying, oh, how could you do that? How could you do that, Trump? It's because you've been instigating attacks against Americans in the embassy. So you do that, we're not gonna have a Benghazi. We're not gonna have another Benghazi where we lose an ambassador, where we lose people to terrorists that are rioting into or turn a protest into a concentrated attack against an embassy and take out the ambassador. It's not going to be a Benghazi. He's already flown in Marines. The 82nd Airborne is standing by. They have a company of their men that have come in to another part of the Middle East. We've got planes flying. It's not going to happen. We're not going to lose an embassy. Anyway, okay. Moving on.
Oh, and finally, the Hershey Kissmobiles will be no longer.
No, don't say it's true.
Which each is made up of three massive Kisses candies, have traveled across the country since 1997. The chocolate company has confirmed that the 26-foot-long vehicle won't return in 2020. They decided to pull the aging Kissmobiles out of safety concerns for employees and the public. Hershey company spokesman said it also become more difficult to find replacement parts for the custom vehicles. I was going to read something from News of the Weird, but after I was listening to your Benghazi and I was looking this up, and it disturbed me so much that I didn't even want to talk about it on the air.
Okay.
News of the Weird.
Okay, well, I've got another one here. A new chicken shack in Reading. And we've got one. A second one is opening up. Here's the question. How much does Redding, California like chicken? I mean, really. How much chicken can 95,000 people eat? I'm counting babies there. I'm counting everybody.
Babies don't eat.
Jared?
I just also want to point out we have three Popeyes.
We have three. Is there three Popeyes?
Yeah, there's.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but so there's three Popeyes. There's two Chicken Shacks. There's a... There's Kentucky Fried Chicken, which, by the way, set the record of any Kentucky Fried Chicken in the United States on how much business it did in one day. You've got Chick-fil-A opening. You've got a couple other places, I know. So how many chicken places do we need?
All of them.
I mean, I think it's great, but I mean, do you go to them?
I go to Popeyes every now and then.
I went to, you know, I kept hearing this about Kentucky Fried Chicken, right? So I went there as I was coming back from shooting one day. I came, you know, because I come back that way. And I looked up there, and there was Kentucky Fried Chicken. There was a line. So I kept going and went across, down lake, and there's Popeyes.
No line.
No line. They looked very lonely. They waved at me as I drove by, and I came around.
Went to Popeyes.
And
only
myself.
Once in 8 years. We went there once with somebody who worked with us that really wanted to do his – birthday party there.
Party. That's right. Mm-hmm. His birthday party was at Popeyes.
And finally, in Wisconsin, for decades, those who have participated in snowball fights and won Wisconsin City have risked getting in trouble with the law. But that may be about to change. In 1962, a ban on throwing projectiles and lump snowballs into the same category as rocks and other items that can cause serious harm. Did you ever get hurt by a snowball?
Oh, yeah.
You got hurt by a snowball?
Oh, yeah. I got a major smack in the eye one time.
Oh.
And,
it must have been packed super tightly.
Oh, it just,
or did it have debris in it?
Just getting hit in the eye with the snowball. Jared?
Wasn't there a football coach years ago that got knocked out on the field from a fan throwing a snowball?
I don't know. But
what?
People have lost eyes from those things.
What?
You could, yeah. That, those, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not saying it happens all the time, but I'm saying is that I got nailed once in the eye, and it, I mean, it didn't like it. It didn't like take out my eye or anything, but it struck me all swelled up.
Well, this place in Wisconsin, the city of Barnes said the department had used the ordinance to write about 10 tickets in the last 15 years. So what'd you get a ticket for, buddy? Throwing a snowball.
Yeah, what are you doing in jail here? I failed to pay my fine and throwing a snowball.
Throwing a snowball on the street, across the street to
all
my
friend. We're going to take a break here, and after the break, hopefully Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I'm Jeremy House. Iran vowed harsh retaliation for a U.S. airstrike near Baghdad's airport that killed a top Iranian general who'd been the architect of its interventions across the Middle East as tensions soared in the wake of the targeted killing. The killing of General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds force, marks a major escalation in the standoff between Washington and Iran. President Trump says Iran's top military official was plotting to kill many more Americans.
Writing on Twitter, the president says General Soleimani, who headed the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps Quds Force, was directly and indirectly responsible for the deaths of millions of people, including Americans. Mr. Trump says the general was plotting to kill many more, but got caught. He says Soleimani should have been taken out many years ago.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says the killing of General Soleimani was justified.
They were planning to attack U.S. soldiers, U.S. diplomats, and U.S. facilities. Keep in mind, the facility they attacked this past Friday was in Kirkuk, where it killed one of our contractors and wounded four of our soldiers.
For Iranians, Soleimani widely represented the most prominent figure outside its Shia theocracy of national resilience in the face of four decades of U.S. pressure. For the U.S. and Israel, he was a shadowy figure in command of Iran's proxy forces. One of the largest evacuations in Australia's history is underway ahead of hot weather and strong winds that are forecast to worsen devastating wildfires raging across the country. More than 200 fires are burning. And on Wall Street, the Dow was off 246 points at 28,622. The NASDAQ is down 70. More details at townhall.com.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Reinventing yourself in the new year starts at home. Breathe fresh new life into your home this year with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. From cellular shades to wood blinds to Roman shades and more. Go to Blinds.com now through January 6th and save up to 35%. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. That's up to 35% off. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
American Airlines vows to share Boeing proceeds with workers.
The Fort Worth-based carrier is talking to Boeing about compensation for grounded planes and says they'll share some of the proceeds with airline employees. American had 24 Boeing 737 MAX jets when the planes were grounded in March after two deadly crashes, and the airline had to cancel thousands of flights due to the missing planes. Boeing's also negotiating with other airlines over compensation and has estimated the cost at $5.6 billion.
That's correspondent Rhonda Rockstra reporting. French authorities are reporting a man with a knife has attacked passersby in the southern suburbs of Paris. And a police union official says he was shot by officers who feared he was wearing an explosive vest. A local mayor said one person was killed and several injured in the Friday afternoon attack, but police couldn't immediately confirm the death. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Smokers need not apply.
U-Haul has a New Year's resolution. Cut down on hiring people who smoke. The moving company said that it won't hire nicotine users in the 21 states where it is legal to do so, saying that it wants to make its work environment healthier. The new policy will start February the 1st and won't apply to those hired before then. The company, which is based in Phoenix, says it has more than 30,000 employees. John Scott reporting.
Spending on U.S. construction projects rose a solid 0.6% in November as gains in home building and government projects offset weakness in non-residential construction. The Commerce Department says it was the fifth consecutive monthly gain and a sharp improvement from a tiny 0.1% October advance. The acceleration was led by a 1.9% rise in home construction, which was more than double the 0.7% October increase. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Starting our 11th year, but we're on 10 years right now. 605-4567 here today on the 3rd of January, our first show of the new year, and it's 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community, that Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda, what's it look like for weather for
Well, partly sunny today with our high of 63 and overnight lows of 43. And there's a little update here with there may be overnight showers, then sunny on Saturday with our high of 58 and mostly cloudy with a low of 38. Sunday calls for a slight chance of showers with a high of 55 and overnight lows of 38. Now, I said in the earlier hour that it would be a good weekend to go if you have to do your things. You know, so what's a shower, at least it's not downpour. So, you know, it's still nice enough. Like, look at it, beautiful today is partly cloudy as we look outside our studio windows. It's absolutely gorgeous. So the forecast and the weather today is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they encourage senior and veterans to give them a call at 365-3793. And we appreciate them being our weather sponsors. Well, I kind of, you know... You know, when you do everything every day for in rote, because that's memorized, I don't look it up. But one thing I don't have to memorize because I dearly appreciate, we dearly appreciate and love her, and we wish her a happy 2020 as she reads us the stocks and tells us what's happening on the market, and that's our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are retreating from records high. Record highs amid heightened geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 259 points at 28,608. The S&P 500 is off 23 points at 3,234. And the NASDAQ Composite is losing 73 points at 9,018. Active stocks on the big board. Advanced Micro Devices down $1.08, trading at $48.03. Bank of America down 64 cents at 35 even. Occidental Petroleum up $1 at $43.58. For local stocks of interest, FedEx is down 272 at 152.38. PG&E down a dime, trading at $10.75. Bank of Commerce off 13 cents at $11.47. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.84%. And gold and oil prices have spiked this morning. Gold is up $22 at $1,549 per ounce, and oil up $220 at $63 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, it's time to buy, huh?
Time to buy. Well, not yet. We need a little. The market was down over 300 points as far as the Dow, and it's sort of recovering. It's not down enough, but it's sure getting tension, making people be cautious, and we'll look for opportunities. That's what we'll do.
That's what it is. And, you know, the fact is that I think we got this under control. So thanks so much, and have a happy new year.
Thank you.
You
Bye-bye.
Bet. Bye. Hey, that's Susan Eastman. She's the vice president of first vice president of investments for Wells Fargo. She's located at 2705 Park Marina Drive, right here in Reading. Give her a call at 243-7561. Okay.
Before we get a call from our congressman, I mean, we have always have this scheduled. However, things change in Washington. And things dramatically may have changed with what's happening with the Middle Eastern.
Middle East, yeah.
That could be.
No, now just imagine, but let's just throw this out. Just imagine what would have happened if we weren't energy independent right now. We've done a lot, you know, that we can take care of ourselves energy-wise because the Strait of Hormuz is 2 miles wide. 2 miles wide, think about it. And you've got Iran on one side of it. They can range the whole thing with both rockets and their patrol boats. What that would do to the cost of oil, because it's already bumped it up already, $2 a gallon.
So well, we're in trying times.
It's going to happen. Yeah.
We're in trying times. Whenever you bomb somebody they threaten retaliation, I wouldn't want to be traveling right now. Traveling right now.
They have advised all Americans to get out of Iraq.
No. I'm just saying, even if you're flying internationally, it would bother me to be in an airport. Let's pray for those people that are flying. Like, I don't know. It
wouldn't bother me.
It would bother me.
It wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't bother me. Not flying. No. Unless I was flying in a C-130 coming into Islamabad. Then I might have a little problem there or getting ready to jump out of one of those things somewhere near the region of Iraq, Iran. Might be thinking about it then. Hey, people we lost this year in 2019. We already talked about our own local people last year, last week. But some of the people that, some of the stars that you've seen a lot. But there's many other people, too. But like Danny Aleo.
Yeah.
This guy was
so good.
You saw him in so many things. Godfather Part 2, Do the Right Thing, all those things.
Died. Moonstruck.
Moonstruck. Died at age 86. Yeah. I didn't realize he was that old for some reason. Comedian Chris Cotton, Barney Keefe, screenwriter of the classic British gangster movie, The Long Good Friday, passed away. Philip McKeon, best known for playing Tommy Hyatt on Alice at age 55. You remember that? He was a young kid.
Yes, yes.
I don't remember anything he did after that, but passed away. Half of the female Swedish pop duo Roxette died.
Half?
It was a duet.
Sorry.
This guy, Rene Auberjonnet.
Oh, yeah.
Known for his roles in Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, Benson, and Father Mulcahy in another 1970 film, MASH. This guy was great.
Yes.
And he was also in The Patriot. He played the priest there, or the vicar that went to war, because that's where his flock was.
Right.
Fighting for.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, it was. Let me see. Ron Liebman. He was a Tony Award winner for Angels in America and his roles in Norma Rae and Friends. He was also in Zorro the Gay Blade with... who's the
Antonio.
Guy? No. He was in the movie Zorro the Gay Blade with the guy that had the,
Steve Martin?
No, the guy with the great tan all the time.
George.
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 Hamilton?
Hamilton, thank
George
you.
George Hamilton. Zorro the Gay Blade. And he was dancing around in that. It was funny. He was funny then. Sorry. Robert Walker Jr. Now, a lot of people knew his father, because his father was a big movie star back in the 30s and 40s. But he made a number of movies and he was in Star Trek. He was in the movie Easy Rider. He played one of the hippie kids living in the commune.
Okay.
So he was the son of actor Robert Walker and Jennifer Jones. Okay, I'm just being quiet here because I'm trying. Oh, Michael Pollard from Bonnie and Clyde. He played the young guy in Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, yeah.
House of a Thousand Corpses, plus a number of other movies.
Yeah, he had a different look. He was definitely, when you saw him on the screen, you could place him right with the Bonnie and Clyde was a breakout role for him.
Let's see, Bob Norris, actor, rancher, and dad, who played the role of the smoking cowboy on Billboard's TV and Pages, the Marlboro Man. He did it for 12 years. He died at age 90. I'm not going to say anything about that.
Unfiltered.
Yeah. And let
back in the day when smokes were unfiltered, right?
Yep, that was it. Robert Evans. You were surprised about that. Robert Evans, who's
well, you know, he's had 9 lives.
Yeah, he probably did.
Totally.
At age 89, he did. He was the Hollywood producer for Chinatown, The Godfather, Harold and Maude.
And was married to Ally McGraw during the time of The Getaway. Remember the big story of, yeah. Did you remember? I can go into some
Bill Macy,
I won't.
Bill Macy, who did
Maude. Oh, he's
Maude,
wonderful, yeah.
He passed away. And
he was a Broadway actor as well.
True. The other, Robert Forster.
Oh, talk about somebody who's had just a catalog of fabulous work.
But if you say his name, most people don't know who he is until they look at him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in a number of, he was nominated several times, died at 78 after battling brain cancer.
Mm.
And then the Leonard Skinner died at age 70. Larry Junstrom, founding member of the rock band. And you remember Karen of the original Mouseketeers and the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, boy. Let's close with that one. And I know there's several, but we can't just, we're going, I don't know if it's alphabetized or whatever.
It's not. Diane Carroll.
A fabulous singer and actress. We're going to have to take a break here. It's 8:15 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And 2020 to you, good cheers. It is the third, and we'll be right back here on KCNR. Of course, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, located on Hilltop Drive. And we appreciate Shelley for all that she does for our community. Another unsung hero, always doing contributions. And coming up in 2020, we have decided that we are going to talk with one of the members from the Tobacco and Brew about the cigar of the month right here on KCNR. We'll be right back.
Season's greetings from the Redding Colt 45s. This is Rick Bassetti, General Manager of the Colt 45s. The Colt 45s wish our veterans the very merriest Christmas and a happy holiday. The Colt 45s sincerely appreciate the sacrifice of our military deployed throughout the world and those veterans who have served our country and our citizens so well. And remember, on opening night, all veterans, all active duty, and all reservists get in free for the Colt 45s opening night.
Planning an amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call Group Sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests, starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane.
Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindebot, 8:20 in the morning here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You're on the 3rd of January, 2020, 42 degrees out there, going up to like 57 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody does it better than Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't fool around with your family safety if it's a little bitty chip that could go into a crack and then bust. Let Jeff get a hold of it. Let him fix it. Or if you can't fix it, send you to a place that can replace your windshield. Somebody he trusts. He guarantees his work for life. Give him a call at 241-8373 or head on down to 3208 South Market Street. Better-known business that we thoroughly endorse. Okay.
Okay, so, you know, Christmas time has come and gone, and you know, people are trying to figure out how to do what to do with new gadgets, how to work new gadgets, and, you know, move things around to make room for new gadgets. So according to this article, 'twas the night of Christmas at a North Carolina house. No creature should have been stirring, not even a mouse. But a Forsyth County couple awoke with a fright as something was moving about their house in night. They dashed to their closet and hid in fear, dialing 911 with a sensitive ear. Responding sheriff's deputies searched the home and found a robot vacuum alone. The scare had quickly been sorted. WHP-TV reported the robot had seemingly started and gotten stuck. Its beeping and banging made the audible muck. Homeowner Thomas Malam said the vacuum named Harry was new, that had it for days, maybe just two. He said it's better to be sorry than safe. He'd call 911 again, even if making a mistake. Can you imagine? Well,
the fact that they made it into a rhyme was cute.
It's very cute, and I'm glad you looked at it that way, but I can just imagine, you know, you don't know, maybe it goes off. You know, it's got an automatic timer. You have no, I don't have one of those, by the way. Curious, I mean, those people that I do talk to that have ones, they're great.
Really?
I always think
you
about
think so?
They. What people say, they're great. They go all over the house, and they vacuum. I do not have a robotic vacuum. I just don't.
Well, I can't think of any reason
I don't know
for
if Snooki would like that.
Well, I mean, I guess there's people out there that are in our audience that may have those. I mean, do they work? Is it something that you would like to, is it something you want to talk about? Give us a call at 605-4567, but I can't imagine those things work that well. I'm sorry, but you know what? They go on a track and they go back and forth, and what, do they sense out dirt or they just go into certain areas?
And they go over vacuum and hardwood floors.
Yeah.
Do they go onto the dining room table?
Does the cat ride on them as it's going by?
Well, I've seen pictures of that. I mean, you can imagine. Do they get stuck and stay in one place where they go, well, this one must have got stuck in the closet, right? You know, and they're thinking, okay, what's that?
Let's talk about the upcoming election here. Castro, one of the guys running for the Democratic and the Democratic Party for to try and get the nomination, is out. I didn't realize, frankly, he was still in. It's been weeks or months since I've heard about him. And then Ms. Williamson has laid off her entire staff, but says she's still in the race. But she's laid off everybody that has anything to do with helping her get elected, but she's still in the race.
Marianne Williamson.
Now, here's some other things. So now we have the top three, and it's going to be Biden, Sanders, and Warren. It's going to be interesting. They're saying it could be a brokered convention where they come through and they vote and you throw your weight behind one or the other, that it's not going to be a clear-cut victory. I'm not sure how that's going to work for the Democrats. But the one thing the Democrats have done is they've moved very far to, I'll just say, to the left. There may be some people that are saying, no, they haven't moved far enough, that there has, you know, it's time for our country to start admitting it, and that we're socialist, and that just push it forward even more, giving free medical care, as we, you know, using the term free advisedly, to everybody, to free education to everybody, to make government jobs so everybody has a job, you know, for everybody. They don't address what happens to the people that don't want to work. Anyway, but that's okay, because then we have we can continue raiding our Social Security to take care of that. Here's the bottom line, though, is this election is going to be, I think, a clear-cut decision on which way you want the country to go. And, you know, we look at it. I was, you know, sitting around with, around 8 or 10 people over the New Year's. One was decidedly against President Trump. But he's not crazy about what's going on with the Democratic Party at all. And so it was, you know, it's interesting listening to somebody that's articulate and smart and is a business person who is a, you would say, progressively when it comes to taking care of people and social things, but a, you know, conservative when it comes to fiscal policy, looking at this, and it puts him in a strange situation where he sees his party, sees the ones that he could support moving further and further away from him. So, now.
Well, thousands of tourists and residents evacuated parts of Australia, and there's a ferocious fire that's still just thousands of people. Climatic conditions are very difficult to contain. According to Prime Minister Scott Morrison, at least 19 people have died, including several still missing. 1,400 homes have been lost in the country's wildfires and counting. We talked about the hundreds of animals, thousands of animals.
They're talking millions of animals that died during this fire. I've got another headline up here, but they were actually evacuating people using their Navy along the coastal town. More than 4,000 residents and tourists took to the beaches to seek shelter. The Navy evacuated hundreds using landing craft to ferry residents to a vessel located offshore. This fire is the worst they've ever had. Now, they're estimating that 500 million animals and plants killed as glaciers turn black. Around 480 million creatures have been killed in the wildfire, including 8,000 koalas. Officials fear that 30% of the koala colony in New South Wales have been destroyed as 10 million acres of land burnt to the ground in the state. Koalas can't move fast. So that was one of the problems. They're, you know, rescuing them. They're trying to save the rest of it. Smoke from the wildfires are posing a new threat to New Zealand's white glaciers, turning them black and staining snow brown.
Well, you know, Australia is a vast land of, you know, sheeping and farming and cattle. And unfortunately, I mean, we've seen how the forest fires, you know, they ravage lands quickly. And as I'm looking down here, I'm seeing what you're seeing too, as far as the latest in, the mammals, birds, and reptiles that have died. But it's dozens of people are missing in Victoria. And that's hard to, all of these, pictures are hard to digest, but one of the it says South Australia has been seeing rapid warming of around 1.5 degrees. Anyway, that's just horrible conditions. Doesn't even make me want to go on.
12 million acres of land has been torched. You know, when they say 1,800 homes, but most of that area out there doesn't have a lot of people in it. But still, that much, and all those animals and plants, and then they have photos of the snow fields, which are now brown. They're not, you know, when you say white is, you know, as pure as driven snow, no. This is all brown. They're looking at it, and they said they can smell the fires from New Zealand. because it's so much of it. Anyway, okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, starting off this year, wanting to expand, wants you to expand your dreams. They want to show you how they can move your dreams forward here. You know, they've the two branches right here in town at 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue are standing open and ready to help. Your friends and neighbors are working in there. It's a community-oriented, community-run, locally-owned, and locally-run bank right here in Redding. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:30 in the morning here, 42 degrees, going up to 57 today.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store. And I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184. Now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kubler's Furniture on Churn Creek.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:34 in the morning, 40 degrees out there, going up to 57 today. The weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned company. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Super people over there. This portion of the show brought to you by, of course, our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, best place in the world to get a haircut, man's last stronghold. Veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans. 8:34 in the morning. Tesla and its autopilot have had three crashes. Ooh. They've had three crashes since December 7th. Two of them last Sunday. A Tesla Model S sedan left a freeway in Gardena, California at a high speed, ran a red light, and struck a Honda Civic, killing two people inside. On the same day, a Tesla Model 3 hit a parked fire truck on an Indiana freeway, killing a passenger in the Tesla. And then on December 7th, yet another Model 3 struck a police cruiser on a Connecticut highway, though no one was hurt, thank goodness. They're looking into these, and they're reviewing it. In the Connecticut crash, in which the driver told police the car was operated on autopilot, a Tesla system designed to keep a car in its lane and safe distance from other vehicles. Autopilot also can change lanes on its own. It's designed, of course, Tesla is saying that it's designed only to assist drivers who must still pay attention and be ready to intervene at all times. That Teslas with autopilot are safer than vehicles without it, but cautions the system does not prevent all crashes. Yeah, but you know what this happens, though, is after you've been driving in it for several weeks and you kind of learn to trust it and, you know, you sit back and you start reading the paper or doing your homework or you're putting on your eyeshadow. And then Tesla just has a little, you know, a minute little computer glitch there for a couple seconds, and all of a sudden you're backing it into a truck. So it's interesting. We haven't quite got all the bugs out of this.
Well, speaking of bugs, the rumor has it that Kiss is going to perform a concert underwater.
How can you tell?
I'm just telling you that's in headlines.
Why would that be a headline, Kiss to perform a concert underwater?
Because I don't know if that's ever been done. Has anybody ever performed a concert underwater?
Okay.
I want to talk about some of the best movies that were ranked in 2019. And this will just be a quick. Number 10, now I'm not sure when they say number 10, is that the best or we go like the number one movie of the year? So usually for me, when you go, you
it
count.
It goes from 10.
You count down. Like New Year's, you count 10, 9, 8. Okay.
Right.
So The Avengers Endgame, you know, everybody raved about that. Number 9, which is
A Korean film, and it sounds, you know, I did not see it, but it sounds really good.
Yeah. Dark comedy. Number 8 is called Wild Rose, and it stars newcomer Jesse Buckley as Rosalind Harlan, a Scottish woman fresh out of the slammer with a big voice and even bigger dreams of being a Nashville country star. Sounds cute. Also, she has kids, so it should be fun to see that. Number 7 is Us. A family endures an absolute hell when they are introduced to their killer doppelgangers in Jordan Peele's scary tale, which offers eerie imagery, wonderfully dark humor, and an intriguing concept inspired by, no joke, Hands Across America. Okay, number 6, which we want to see, Ford versus Ferrari.
I would like to see
that
one.
Number 5 is Booksmart. Like Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I remember hearing about this, The Breakfast Club, before its debuting director Olivia Wilde's rowdy high school comedy redefines a teen movie for the 21st century. Number 4 movie we want to see, but boy, I tell you, you got to be ready for it, is 1917. Filmed as one continuous take, Sam Mendes' immersive World War drama in theaters now plays more like a thriller surrounding viewers with the constant danger of trench warfare and in clock stress of a deadly mission. Do you want to see that?
I'd like to see that.
Okay.
I think it'd be okay.
Are you going to leave? Are you going to be okay? Don't know.
I've never had to leave.
Number 3 is Little Women. No, that's
not
been
true. I did have to leave Weird Al Yankovic.
Well, okay. So, I mean, it happened.
That is true. It was right after I'd gotten back. And Weird Al had a show that the first 10 minutes of the show was bright lights, like strobe lights flashing,
and very loud. And I got, yeah, I got up and left.
Well, you know, it's
so I got it back.
When you've been in combat, I mean, not that I relate to this, but we just had a conversation not too long ago with a gal who is a professor, and she, in her class, has many Iraqi war returned vets, and she said that we've never had so many dogs in a classroom because those were dogs for veterans. And she said because anything that had to do with rumbling or earthquakes.
What it was is they were building, and they were putting new buildings up, and it was this constant rumbling sound that a rumbling and feeling of earth movement got to several of them.
So going back to the movies, Little Women.
And you know what? You can't tell what it's going to be. Everything's fine, and then something triggers
right.
it. It could be a smell. It could be something you see on the road. In this case, it was strobes like this. I mean,
right.
flashing, and then the loud noise. It was, you looked at me and you said, are you okay?
Well, my brother came up for this.
No,
we got tickets
said,
to Lowe's.
Yeah, but you said,
and
you
I,
okay?
I thought you were having a heart attack.
I just got up and left. And went downstairs, walked around a little bit, got a drink of water, went outside, fired a machine gun into the air, and then came back.
I mean, it happens. See, that's the point is it's not anything to be ashamed of because, you know, like we talk about the fact that we have people come on here that, you know, it could be, PTSD is in many forms, could
it
be an automobile accident. Yeah.
It's not just for combat veterans.
No. So then number two is A Marriage Story. You know, we had our film critic on before that raved about this. It's actually on Netflix now. And number one, I have not seen this, or nor have I heard of it, Jojo Rabbit. It's a brilliant World War II satire centers on a young kid who's so devoted to the Nazi youth that he's wacky hype man imagery finds his idol Adolf Hitler when he discovers his mom, Scarlett Johansson, has been harboring a Jewish girl in their house. Jojo gets a life-altering lesson in love and empathy we all could use. Have you heard about that movie?
No.
Okay, so according to the top movies of that have been ranked, that's number one.
I want to talk about one other movie, Cats.
Oh,
Cats, you know, has just come out, and I love the
headline.
I love the headline. The headline says,
"Cats threw up a box office hairball." It cost $95 million to do this movie, and it says Cats clawed out $11.2 million in global box office.
That's global box office. That's just not in the United States. This must be horrible. They said that they were trying to redo the ending while it was still in the while it was still in the theaters. Mm. How horrible can that be? Anyway, hey, I do want to say, you know, we've seen a spate of shootings on a military base. You know, the very first one, of course, was in Fort Hood, Texas, where that terrorist shot so many people before he was then shot down by law enforcement that finally got there. And as we've seen in Honolulu and, at Pearl Harbor, and then again back east at another base there at the sub base in, I think it was Norfolk. Anyway, the United States Marine Corps, again, takes the lead, has now said that they're authorizing active Marine Corps law enforcement professionals who possess valid Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act credentials, which would be their MPs, the people in their security battalion like this, to carry concealed privately owned firearms aboard the Marine Corps property in the United States and U.S. territories for personal protection, not in the performance of official duties, which means now they can carry, all of our law enforcement Marines can now carry on the bases, can carry concealed on the bases when they're not on duty. I think that's great. I think that we should be, I think the other services ought to take really a good look at that of arming their MPs and their APs and all this with letting them carry while they're off duty too on the base. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Wow, you know what? They're starting their 26th year of outstanding service. And we have, I think we've actually got something set up for them to come in and take a look at our air conditioner here in the next week or not next, I guess next month, where they can come in and make sure we're ready for the summer and checking all the air ducts and doing this. You know, the best thing about Alliance Heating and Air, besides them being voted best in the North State, of course, they can work on any type of heating or cooling system. And not only that, that when they say they're going to be there on time at a certain time, don't worry, it's not a three-hour window. They say they're going to be there at 2 o'clock, they're there at 2 o'clock. Give them a call at 221-2642. Learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heated in Air, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer, vent, and duct cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4. Crime is the number one issue in Shasta County today, causing noticeable deterioration in our quality of life. The current Board of Supervisors' answer to this is to raise your taxes. California is already the highest tax state in the Union, and this only pushes people out of our county and our state. There is a better way, and that is to grow our economy. Reducing regulations and fees is the answer, and I will fight for this. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's interesting. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Friends and neighbors, I'm Dr. P.K. Dhanuka. You can call me Paul. I'm running for California State Assembly. I was born in India. 24 years ago, I immigrated to America with $100 in my pocket and a dream of a better life for my daughter. I have lived in Shasta County for 14 years. Here, I found a home, success, and Christ. Most of all, I found kindness and dignity from all of you. The credit truly belongs to America and the founding principle that all men are created equal, with certain inalienable rights protected by the Constitution.
Now, it's my turn to give back. I will go beyond the partisan divide and will use my experiences and leadership skills to bring opportunity and local control back to our district. I chose America. I chose the North State. And now, I ask you to choose me. Thank you. This message is paid for by PK Paul Dhanuka for Assembly 2020.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, our last segment here at 8:49 in the morning here on the 3rd of January. It's, you know, when you kind of plan on somebody that's going to be here and they don't. Well, we're getting a phone call here in the last 10 minutes. I wonder, could it be? Anyway, gosh, it looks like it's going to be a sunny day. With it's about 57 today. We're going to get some rain here in the next couple of days. Weather always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show will run to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding, California. It's our firearms dealer of choice. Never buy another firearm. I've never bought other firearms except from Bastiani. He's locally owned, locally operated. Gives veteran discounts. They've got it all there, all the accessories, all the ammo, everything. Yeah, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. And Congressman LaMoffa joins us. Good morning, Congressman.
Whoa, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
Are you here or there?
No, I'm still here,
hello?
Thankfully. Still
well,
there.
Oh, you're there. Are you here in California?
Yes, sir and ma'am. Yep.
Okay, great. So we got about 8 minutes left here. So, Congressman, are they ever going to send the articles of impeachment over?
I think the question starts becoming, does anybody care? You know?
Well,
the president's
trying
to keep laughing at it. I think I'll just take the cue from that. I mean, obviously it's not a funny situation, but they've really degraded the whole process. You know, impeachment is supposed to be something that is very solemn, very rarely used, except when somebody really deserves it, and they have not made anywhere close to a case that it should be happening. And so they're embarrassed. They're holding this little prickly hot potato time bomb in their hand, and I don't think Mrs. P knows who to throw it to.
Well, I think that I think you're right. I think a lot of people don't at this point are saying, you know, that it has reached its shelf life like 2 weeks ago. You know, Congressman, on a serious note, we sat there on New Year's Eve and we talked to a lot of people of different, you know, different persuasions. Has our country gone too far to pull back together with the two-party system that we have right now?
It's pretty far. And it will take something, I don't know, close to miraculous, I guess, to heal it. But, the times are different here. We have instant communications with social media and all this other stuff. Everybody's always staring at their phones instead of talking to each other. So I think there's lessons that can be taken here. And I think some, you know, just the right leader that can inspire or set of leaders or principles, you know, probably a big part of it is looking inward at people's own core values of what we worship, the TV, and we worship all this stuff, you know, the collective we. And I think really it comes back to a society becoming more and more godless, less focused on maintaining the family instead of, hey, you know, if it feels good, do it. You know, these things are all been breaking down. They really started in the 60s, but it's always been there. You know, when you talk about the sinful nature of man, that's held in check by civil society, just laws. I think your upbringing in traditional homes and with the values that the founders had for this country that were steeped pretty well in Judeo-Christian values. And the more of those get mocked and pushed down and stomped down, I think you see the lesser successes we're having in that core moral fiber that we're, you know.
Well, I guess what I'm
here.
I guess what I'm saying.
You know, I mean, is government going to fix it? No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But what about
the government? People, when people choose to have higher standards, that's when things will improve.
What about our leaders? Like, you know, when we vote for you, and I'm just using you as our example because you're our congressman, is, you know, you're not perfect. We know that. I mean, nobody is. And but other people, I mean, is
it's
there?
It's got to be, Carl.
You know what? We support you. I mean, we've supported you for a long time. We know you're not perfect, but you, we also appreciate what you've done. But what about our elected leaders up at the national level? I mean, what would, you've got time on the horse now, time under the helmet, that you can, you know, that you reach out. Do you reach out to the Democrats and say, hey, look, there's some things that we need to work on here, guys? I mean, people are starting to believe that this was never going to happen.
Well, we've talked recently about the ag labor bill. That was almost in this atmosphere right now, an amazing coming together, you know, harmonic convergence. That's a silly term for it. But it just shows that we, about five Dems and five Reins, that really wanted to get something done. They're going to trust each other. They're going to get through the highs and the lows and just stick with something getting done. We got a halfway decent bill through the House on ag labor. So some stuff is going to be done to it over the Senate. So anyway, I won't go into that. So that's an example.
That's a great example.
And we're getting along, and we're doing that. So, you know, nobody was talking about impeachment during those conversations. We were talking about how are we going to help the farms? How are we going to help the ag workers? How are we going to keep food production in this country? How are we going to, you know, all the things that come with that. So it was a really good example, and that gives me just a little bit of faith right there that it is indeed possible. Will it take President Trump getting reelected to finally send a signal like to the Dems that, look, this stuff isn't working?
Yeah.
Or is it about, what is it about? You know, because I hope they don't want to go through four more years of exactly this if Trump is reelected.
Well, that's what I think a lot of people fear. And, you know, there's a article, and I go, you probably read it, but has the two-party system, is this, you know, has it destroyed the Constitution? And it was a well-thought-out article. I don't buy into it. But, the point is that we've gotten so divided. But when you say things like, yes, we can work together, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people of common sense, of moral courage, that can reach across the line, and I think this is what all of us are looking for so that we can move our country forward. I just would like to think is that we haven't gotten to the point where that's not going to happen.
Well, I've always believed and even practiced, I've practiced it myself. Well, we've got Tiber legislation done. Whatever it is, I know it needs to be a bipartisan effort on that. And if it's only a small percentage of Democrats that can get come with me and the Republicans have a majority, we can pass it. Fine, because it still comes down to the values that I was raised with, that are imbued in me, that you know about because you've known me for so many years around here, and those really haven't changed a lot, I would wager you would believe. So you kind of know what you're going to get with me here, and that doesn't mean you can't change and, you know, tweak things a little bit there, but there's, you know my my pronouns are God, family, country, you know?
I understand. Well, that's what I was saying. You know,
it comes down to... Yeah. Go ahead.
No, that's what I was saying is that we expect, you know, sometimes, you know, if you're a big enough person to swallow sometimes and go, okay, I am going to hold my hand out there. Yes, I will. Let's have lunch together. You know, those kind of things. But I've seen you do that. I saw you at the beginning. You're saying this is a little tough, but I've seen you grow into this. And I just hope that you use your position as a leader in the House is to kind of start pushing that kind of thing. Because I tell you what, people are tired of it. They're tired of both parties banging their heads against each other.
Well, you know, we have our conference meetings. We have all the Republicans. And I speak up and say, why in the world are we doing it this way? I was a little angry over a couple of things that were going on by our own side that, guys, do you think this is really going to work? Why are we just going with what the press is saying about this? Or why are we going with what one or two people on the outside are trying to scare us with into not doing this angle on it? So, you know, it does come up. But, you know, a lot of times those are better off as internal family discussions.
Yeah.
Instead of doing it on the front page of the press, because, you know, the outside is out there just wanting to divide you first as a party. You know, or as people, and again, but I'm not a party guy. You know, it's not, we we have a bunch of Republicans together because you already know that you're going to agree with each other on about 85 or 90% of issues when you caucus together. Mm-hmm. And then you have to go carry that battle over to right now. I don't know what the Democrats' belief system is. It's for everything I see about it from probably mostly the presidential candidates. They're going as extreme on everything as they possibly can. And I don't know how that's a winning formula for an election. And certainly for running a country or a state or a county or a city or
a
dog pound. So
I think it's going to give America a clear cut decision this year. Hey, Congressman, we have to run. Sorry, that we only got a few minutes.
I'm sorry, my wires crossed a little. We can pick it up in a week or two. You want to?
Yeah, we can do that.
Absolutely.
Sure, because
Iraq deal is
talk about that. Well, maybe we can get you on next week then, because I think we've got room on this if you've got it in your schedule. Anyway, Congressman, Happy New Year and take care.
Okay, thank you.
Happy New Year. See you. All right, bye. Hey, we're going to take a – well, this is it for us.
What?
We're
going to take a break till tomorrow morning?
Nope, till Monday.
Till Monday.
Till Monday morning. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.